Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. I'm Don Munson. On our show today, we're going to hear from baseball coach Monty Lee as his team actually will begin spring practice tomorrow here on the Clemson campus. First game won't be until the 14th of February, but you'll hear from Monty about what's going to be going into the opening game of the season and just a little bit about Clemson baseball here in 2020. Before we get there, though, just want to remind you, we have a busy weekend coming up for Clemson Athletics. It all starts tomorrow on Friday, all right, as men's tennis will have a home match against Auburn. The track and field teams will begin the first day of 2 days, both tomorrow and on Saturday, the Bob Pollock meet at the Clemson Indoor Facility. Men's basketball, of course, will get on a plane tomorrow and travel to Louisville for a game there in Louisville, Kentucky at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Women's tennis, now how about this on Saturday for women's tennis? They have matches against Charlotte and also against Kennesaw State, one at 11 a.m., one at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. So you got all of that going on. Fan day for softball on Saturday at 2 o'clock, as we'll have the ribbon cutting actually for softball that will come up here on campus tomorrow. Sunday, men's tennis back in action at 1 o'clock against Georgia Southern, and then at 6 o'clock against the Citadel. And women's basketball will be on the road. They'll be traveling to Blacksburg, Virginia to take on Virginia Tech. And so that is going on as well. And that's a 1 o'clock match at Virginia Tech for that contest. So there you go. A little bit about what is going on the Clemson campus this weekend. A lot of things coming up. Of course, everything is right there at your fingertips. If you need all the information on Clemson Athletics, ClemsonTigers.com is your website, ClemsonTigers.com. Everything right there for you. You can purchase tickets, see schedules, see rosters, buy gear. It's all right there at your fingertips. All right, let's get to our conversation, though, with our baseball coach, Monty Lee. All right, so first and foremost, we're not that far away from getting everything going. And I know that you're looking forward to just getting another season going here at Clemson.
Yeah, very excited. I think going into tomorrow, the season starts tomorrow for us. We will enter squad our very first practice. All the preparation of the off season will come out tomorrow with the guys just competing against each other, actually playing a game of baseball. We've been doing individual skill work, but we already have probably 17 to 18 at bats per hitter. We've been doing a lot of live at bats on the field, pitcher versus hitter in groups. So I feel like when it comes to going into day one of the spring season tomorrow, we are about as prepared as we could be. So I feel very, very good about that and just excited to get on the field and compete.
All right, so having heard you say that, what kind of has the fall told you? What has here early on in this winter told you about what we may see here in 2020?
Well, we have had in four different days of live pins. We have two groups of pitchers throwing. Our pitching staff looks pretty strong. I really like our depth right now. I feel like we have more stuff overall as a pitching staff than we've had in the past. We have more guys that have stuff and velocity. I couldn't tell you right now what's going to be our weekend rotation, and that's in a good way. We have probably eight guys that I would say right now have a chance to start, and it's going to be a tough decision to make for us to figure out who's going to be 1, 2, 3 in midweek. So I like our depth. I like the stuff and the talent on the pitching side. We got to stay healthy. We all know that. Injuries can come when least expected. So that side of it I like. I like our versatility. Position player wise, but the areas we've got to improve on is we just need experience. We just got to get as many at bats and put our guys in as many game situations as possible, because we don't have the Logan Davidsons and the Kyle Wilkies and the Grayson Birds. This team is going to have to be a 9-versus-1 offense. It's going to be a pass the baton offense. We've got to be able to move runners. We've got to be able to hit and run a little more, steal bases, bunt more. I don't know if we're going to have as much power as we've had in the past, but we've got to be able to grind out at bats. Like our athleticism and our versatility, But we've got to figure out what's our best nine guys to put on the field behind what I think has a chance to be a pretty special pitching staff.
All right, the other thing I guess I came and watched a little bit in the fall and have heard, speed seems to be a word that I keep hearing. Team speed with this team may be as good as you've had. Mm-hmm. It probably is your best asset.
I think so. I think when you look around the field, we have guys that are above average runners in most spots, between, you know, the Sam Halls and the James Parker, Bryce Teodosio, Kier Meredith, Bo Mikowski, Dylan Brewer, Elijah Henderson, Chad Ferry. All those guys can run and are above average runners. So I do think we have more speed as a collective unit on offense than we've had in the past, but we've got to utilize that speed. We have to be able to bunt for hits and hit and run and steal bases and steal third and safety squeeze. And we've got to be able to put pressure on the defense with our speed. And quite honestly, I kind of like that. I like it because, you know, we always get pigeonholed into we're a power offense. But I've always felt like you have to maximize the group of players that you have. I feel like we have a chance to do some things on offense this year to create pressure to score runs. We have a chance to score runs when it's not conducive to scoring runs. When you walk into the ballpark and you're playing in a small park and the wind's blowing out, you know power's going to play more than likely that day. Can you score runs when the wind's blowing in? That's been an issue for us in the past. If it's a big ballpark and the wind's blowing in and we have a power-oriented offense, that can shut down those guys. You hit a lot of balls that get caught right there at the warning track, they're outs. So you want an offense that can score runs in a big ballpark when the wind's blowing in, when it's not conducive to the hitters that day. I think that's what we're looking for, and that's what I've been preaching to these guys since day one, is grinding out at bats, passing the baton, quality at bats, getting on base, doing the little things on offense to grind out at bats and runs is going to be a big deal as a unit on offense. And defensively, we've got a lot of questions to answer, just who's going to play where, who's going to do what. But so far, I really like the makeup of our team. It's probably the most selfless group we've had overall, just because we don't have a lot of guys that have stripes on their sleeves. A lot of guys are competing right now for jobs, and you know, it's been fun to watch, and it's been fun to be a part of.
Well, you're going to play in a ballpark at home where half of your games are going to be where the wind's blowing in. I mean, everybody knows that about Doug Kingsmore until late in the spring and nighttime, and then it mm-hmm. obviously dies down a little bit. Mm-hmm. The other thing, you in your tenure here have been blessed at catcher. I mean, let's mm-hmm. be really honest. You have mm-hmm. been very blessed with a guy mm-hmm. behind the plate. Mm-hmm. That, to me, seems to be as important a position for you and trying to figure out who's going to fill that hole.
Mm-hmm. I feel very good about our catchers. We have two guys right now who were drafted out of high school who have some ability, with Adam Hackenberg and Jonathan French, a true freshman. Adam is much improved. Went out this summer, played in the Cape Cod League, did well, got some valuable experience, and he's just so mature with his background, with his brother being an NFL quarterback, has another brother that plays soccer at Penn State, dad played football collegiately, mom was an athlete. He's just extremely mature. He's a really good student, and he's got a good head on his shoulders, and you want that with a catcher because the catcher has to be engaged every pitch of the game. Another thing that really impresses me about Adam, he doesn't take his offense behind the plate with him. He understands that his job, first and foremost, is to be a defensive stalwart behind the plate, and he can really freaking throw. I mean, he can really throw. Frenchie is a little bit different. Very athletic for a catcher. Reminds me of Oki a little bit. Similar skill set to a Chris Oki. Has power. Very athletic. Good receiver. Moves well. Quality at bat machine. He's a guy that understands the strike zone. Has really good strike zone discipline. He just needs to gain some experience. So both of those guys are going to catch. We're going to play both of those guys and just kind of see who separates who. But as you know, you want to have two guys that you can put back there and catch. If you have to rely on one guy the whole year, it can really wear them down. But both of those guys we feel very, very good about, and we just got to keep them healthy and put them back there and let them develop.
The other thing on this team, you have a couple of guys that can play, obviously, multiple positions. One of those is Davis Sharp, all right? Mm-hmm. So Davis was your Friday guy. He can play some first base for you. So you had that decision what you're going to do with him and what you're going to do at first base. So you can kind of give us an insight there. The other guy is Sam Hall. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sam's probably going to play shortstop for you, but we've seen what he can do in the outfield. He can play just about any position you want to on the infield. Mm-hmm. Bonus having guys like that, though.
Oh, there's no question about it. And again, our big focus with these guys is understanding that we want to put our best nine on the field, not necessarily our nine best. Mm. It's not about looking at this roster of position players and saying, these are our nine best players. Let's just fit the pieces of the puzzle. It's what's our best nine to win this day? We're facing a lefty today. What are the best nine guys we can put on the field that have the versatility to play multiple defensive positions but can hit left-handed pitching? And then right-handed lineup. Wind's blowing out, wind's blowing in. Defensively, we can move guys around. Guys like a Sam Hall. Sam has played shortstop. We've been focused a lot at shortstop with him as far as his reps. But we know he can play second base. We know he can play anywhere in the outfield. Davis, we're a little more careful with Davis because we don't want the volume of work of ground balls and throws from first base. So he can play first base. He's a big target over there. He's really good on balls in the dirt. Good athlete. He's swinging the bat and swinging the bat well. He's probably going to get a little frustrated with me in inter squads because I'm not going to play him at first base a whole lot, but let him take his ground balls and get his work in just because I just want to protect his arm. You know, Davis is a guy that, you know, he's a little tender towards the end of the year last year, and you can see the velocity start to fade, and we didn't pitch him at all this fall. So he got a lot of offensive and defensive reps this fall. So I'm just trying to be very careful with him. I guess the new term for it is load management. Mm. So we're just being very careful with Davis in regards to playing first base, swinging the bat, because he wants to hit all the time, and he's got to pitch too. So we're just being very careful with Davis right now just to keep him fresh. We want him as strong as he can possibly be when the season starts.
The other guy on this team, and I'm not trying to single him out, but is Bryce Teodosio. Bryce, obviously, we outfield now defensively, as good as it comes in all of collegiate athletics. I mean, just as good as it comes. Obviously, he's struggled at the plate. Do you see where that side of his game is beginning to come along?
Well, he made some adjustments. He made some adjustments over the summer and in the fall, and he had a really nice fall for us. I think he's a better offensive player right now than he's been the previous 2 years. I think the key with Bryce is just go up there and compete and understanding what parts of the strike zone he handles well and what parts of the strike zone he doesn't handle well. It's just that constant adjustment and work on his approach. He's big and strong. He can hit the ball out of sight. Bryce's big focus and the things that I talk to Bryce about are not necessarily his swing, but what he's swinging at. Mm. It's just getting him to focus on those hot zones in the strike zone that we have the information that shows that when he swings at pitches in this area, he does a lot of damage. And if he can lay off of pitches in this area, it's only going to help him get more pitches to hit and improve his ability to get on base. Because once he gets on base, he can fly. He can really run for a big guy. Mm-hmm. So he can do some things on the bases. We've also worked on the short game with him, being able to bunt for hits. If third baseman's playing back, we want him to be able to lay a bunt down and beat it out. Because if he puts it close to the line, you're not going to throw him out. He runs probably the fastest times to first base of any player we have. So Bryce just has to utilize his power and his speed to the best of his ability. But we also understand, too, that he's just got to understand what parts of the strike zone he can do damage in and which areas he's got to lay off of to put him in better counts to hit.
The other thing, you're going to have a crowded outfield. I mean, you got a bunch of guys on this team that can play outfield, that can produce at the plate for you. Mm-hmm. So how much does that also then carry over to the DH role? Because there's that DH role now where you've got a chance to put guys that can swing the bat in that spot.
Absolutely. Again, there's a lot of competition going on right now. I can't tell you in really in any position on the field, this is my starter in this spot. But what I can tell you is we have a number of guys that can play. Teodosio in center field. Mikowski. Bo Mikowski is a plus defensive outfielder.
Yep.
Can really throw, left-handed hitter, has some experience. Kier Meredith is healthy. Got to keep him healthy. Elijah Henderson had the highest batting average and highest on-base percentage of any player we had in fall. Had a great fall. Dylan Brewer, incredibly talented freshman. Turned down a lot of money in the draft to come to school. So, you know, there's a number of guys just right there that when you look at that outfield, it's like we've got a lot of guys that can play out here. They're going to have to separate themselves here in the inner squads. In the infield, you got Briar Hawkins. You know, Briar, I think, hit 7-8 home runs as a true freshman, played an awful lot for us. We've been playing him at third to see if can he do it. Can he be a guy that can play over there at third base? But we know James Parker can play there too. James can play short. James can play second. Sam Hall can move around in that infield. So Pierce Gallo's a true freshman that we feel like has the versatility to play three different spots in the infield and has a really good eye at the plate. So we have a number of options in the infield and in the outfield. The key is that some guys are going to have to separate themselves. That's going to be the big key that I'm looking for when we start competing tomorrow, is who's going to win those jobs offensively and defensively and separate themselves to become one of those best nine guys to help us win games.
And I guess finally, just it's just schedule. The schedule is just kind of what it is. I mean, nothing has changed about the schedule for Clemson baseball. I mean, as a fan and as a broadcaster, I could sit here for the last 20 years and pretty much tell you what the schedule for Clemson baseball. But do you like the way that it falls into place?
I think so. You know, again, we got a heck of a challenge in just the opening weekend. I mean, we've got Liberty. Liberty was a postseason team last year, so I mean, we're going to be challenged. And then we go right into the midweek, and we're playing early in the middle of the week. Sometimes, you know, a lot of coaches want to kind of ease into the midweek games, and we feel like, look, we got to pitch some guys. We got to see who can separate who by the time we get to week three and week four. We need to have a really good idea of what these guys can do in competitive environments. And that's the disadvantage that we have, is we don't get to play anybody else, really. You know, in the preseason, we're inter-squatting, and all of a sudden, now instead of two teams, we got one team, and we got to play somebody else. So, you know, who's going to be able to play in those, in that pressure environment when there's 5,000 people in the stands and you're playing somebody else in that other dugout? That's where makeup and toughness and competitiveness comes out. So we have a really good idea about some of our guys who have some experience, but we've got a lot of guys that haven't been in this environment yet. So, you know, early on for me, I don't really worry, to be honest with you, about opening weekend a whole lot. I just worry about what are we going to do today? What are we going to do this weekend? What are we going to learn about our team this weekend? And what kind of adjustments can we make after weekend one, as far as this is where I see us on the pitching side of things. This is where I see us lineup-wise, defensively. This guy can do this. This guy can do this. And now going into weekend two, let's start to try to figure out how are we going to put the pieces of the puzzle together to put the best nine guys on the field again to maximize what we can do when it comes to winning games. So we feel very good about where we're at, but we've got a long ways to go. Opening day will get here when it gets here. I'm more worried about today having a great workout, and then tomorrow I'm just excited about competing again. Just, again, let's just line it up, two teams, and get after it, and let's see what happens.
Always good to hear from Monty. Looking forward here to 2020. Excited to hear him say that he thinks that pitching could be a really standout portion of this team. Everybody will tell you, you win with pitching and defense. Yes, I know you've got to score runs, but I like the fact that he believes that he has a deep pitching staff that could carry Clemson to some pretty special things here on the baseball diamond in 2020. That is our podcast for the day. Appreciate you being with us. For head coach Monty Lee, I'm Don Munson. Go Tigers!